Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, very good to see you. Your light, your brightness, your divine presence, dearest beings of light. Know that as you are connecting with your creation, you are becoming more and more yourself. This is what the trembling is about. This is what the energy, because you're very sensitive to the energy. So the trembling, the vibration, the energy, you are all raising, you are recalibrating. Actually, you are calibrating anew. Because your soul has never been where you are right now. So you are calibrating anew all of that energy and all of that vibration as it is coming in to know that you are the connective life force. You carry the vibrational frequency of humanity within you. And in that energy, the focus that comes through is powerfully connected. And that vibrational energy that is coming through is pure spirit. Pure spirit of love, pure spirit of connection, and you celebrate that vibration. And as you celebrate that vibration, know that the strength that is within you is coming through as an example to all. And as it comes through as that example to all, know that the vibrational energy that you are indeed keeping are holding your energy in love. Because you see, you are a healer. You carry the open energy and your practice center of the healing energy that is flowing through with iridescent cobalt blue. As it's coming through your hands, we are just opening your DNA structure. And as we open your DNA structure, that energy comes through with such peace and such grace and such joy and such strength and such power and such presence within you that you are an example to all that you encounter. And as you carry that example, know that that touch is so gentle and so loving that the Master Yeshua is right there with you. And in that energy, that vibration as it comes through, hold your heart center to know that you're perfect just as you are. That all those things that you think that you have to do and can't do and what to do and be and have and know, throw them out the window. And stop it. Just be here. And that vibration as you are here acknowledges the energy as it comes through. And help it to chant yourself. That love. Know that you're letting go of all perceptions of what you are to feel or what your expectations are to feel. You are eliciting new energy. So know that in your intention, that vibration is changing here and here. And it is about expanding the newness of you. It is about expanding the vision and that energy, and with that vision, it connects with love and light and joy and connects into the centers of you. And with that center, your brain is just rewired. Is that all right? Oh, good. Good. We love your brain. It's very entertaining. Dearest one, the teacher of the wisdom of the warrior, you are bringing forth new energy from many galaxies. As you do, some symbols will appear for you. They have already begun. Know that those symbols are activation libraries. And that those activation libraries are coming in new ways. And they will be teaching. So you, who have moved everywhere in the whole world, traveled everywhere, read everything, written every book that I've ever been written, you know. Not everything that you could ever teach, it's all coming new now. So breathe into what is coming in the future, not what is just in the past. You are breathing forth that new energy. You have new life here in this area. So who wants to go to live in the desert? It might as well be you. And with that energy of the desert, know that your fingers are transmitting new energy. As you transmit that new energy, it comes into your heart center. And with that energy of that vibration, you are coming forth of the light that you are. In this world, you have never done what you have done this weekend. In this world, there's a part of you that thinks that you will remember things. They are all new. Breathe forth into the newness of you, and in that newness, that is where the power lies, that is where the strength lies. Palm to palm, chakra to chakra, you create that vibration of loving yourself. And then you get to teach others how to do just that. Yes. We breathe together in the night. We told stories about the fire. You are a great storyteller, don't you? Sometimes they go on and on. Yes, but not. Trust that energy. Trust the love of yourself. Trust your humanity. Not away from the task. Dearest being, you are the light. You are the vibration of newness on this planet. You are the connected force. But you don't even know what that means. Think about it, just be it. For that energy, just like your pendant there, is beauty, love, light and joy. And anything that separates you from that joy, and redirect it. For you see, in that energy, in that vibration of your own joy, that is the connective life force. That is the connective vibration of you. You who sit like Jean Cousteau. Or we're different. Because we're alive. We carry the vibration of the sea within. We must be by the sea. Or must go there regularly. So as that energy comes in, the sea actually helps you see into the vibration of the new dimensional frequency from the Pleiades. As you learn that love still exists, as you learn that in this dimension, in this energy, your power is subtle but strong, that you are peace. Dearest Larena, dearest being of light who dances with the universe without ever standing up. Know that everything is changing once again in this world, in your life, in this year. That vibration, the talents and skills that you were punished for as a child, you're making your living at now. Great is that manifestation. So you could go where you want, be who you are, and go from the bottom to the top. That's the vibration. And in that energy, know that it is coming through, anchoring heart to core. Yes. Yes. And with that vibration, dearest divine being of light, you carry the flow of illumination in the cells of your body. As you carry that flow of illumination, know that others are shifting all around you. We said earlier that everyone here is the status quo to stabilize. You are, even though you appear to be very normal, not. You are the awakened self, the presence of enlightenment. And the more you hold that intention, the stronger it will be, the stronger it will get. Vibrational energy trickles through the focus of you. Are you still trembling? Yes. Your hands are very hot. You are calibrated in new and different ways. You are sensitive. You know this. You know you feel the energy of the planet. You know that you are empathizing, empathically drawing the pain of others into your physical form. You no longer need to do that any longer. You know this. But it is beginning to affect your physical body. And we love your physical. Breath, we are recalibrating your system and calibrating it all anew right now through the palms of your hands. As we activate the cells of your body, to cultivate the new energy, to know that as those cells are activated, it is no longer necessary to heal the pain of others by bringing it into your body. You can heal the pain of others by putting your finger at it. You can heal the pain of others with your intention to let them heal themselves. You are only the facilitator. They are the healer. You understand what you're saying? And the new man comes in with his mountain lion. Yes. The mountain lion is very important for you. It speaks with you, talks with you, communicates. You are painting him, right? It's a paint. It's a canvas. Yes. Yes. And allow the color to just come through. It doesn't matter if it looks like a mountain lion, but the color is activating your soul. And when others look at it, they will be activated by it. For you are going to be writing a book or something. Messages from your life. Because the teachings are much expanded in this dimension. With those teachings that are expanded in this dimension, the heart of the new masculine energy gets to read that, gets to experience it, and give it your task. But the main task is just to be you and follow the next step. And to listen, hear, and know that you are the light. And as that light comes through, you hear with your eyes and you feel with your ears. Because you are the new way. What just happened was Jesus became that. You're a whole new you. Woohoo! Yes. Thank you. Thank you for your courage. For your courage to be present. For your courage to realize that you don't have to take care of everything. For your courage to realize that this is indeed your time to be happy. This is your time to say, I love myself enough. Every minute of every day, if it doesn't feel like happiness, I'm going to say stop it. Let it go. You're going to put on that song that dance around the living room. Yes, yes, yes. I love you deeply. Yes. You also have a new life, huh? A smile. Yes, that is new for you. You've turned a page this year. You've turned a corner yesterday and today. With that corner, know these hands are moving in new directions. That your energy, your vibration is coming in through the crown of your head. You feel it, yes? It's like there's this tingling sensation going on up here, yes? That's going to continue, maybe for a day or two. Yay! Because your guides are coming in to remind you of who you are. And as your guides remind you of who you are, that all of your family, all of your descendants, all of your ancestors will remember who they are as well. Through you. Yes. Yes. And in that energy to know that that vibration comes in many forms. Sometimes it comes in the form of a stick. It's called a wand. It's intercept for everyone. Because that law carries magnificent abilities. Do you know those magnificent abilities don't come from this? They come from this. And with that energy, your life vibrates at such a high rate that sometimes it's difficult for you to sit on a chair. Yes? To know that you don't have to sit on chairs any longer. You can float about 6 inches above them. Yes. No one will even notice. I say, my goodness, Jesus, gotten so tall. For with that energy, the vibration that is coming in is getting rid of anything that is standing in your way. As it gets rid of anything that is standing in your way, breathe forth from it. Yes. The heart is open. Just that. Yes. Level two, oh. Wonderfully beautiful quiet act. Protects her heart. And knows that her heart is magnificent. It is growing. You have not failed. It is time to make the changes. Time to trust and know that you have the power to step forward into the next phase of your life. You need not punish yourself any longer. It is time to open your heart. It is time to vibrate all the way through your legs so you can stand and move forward. And as you do, you will hear your voice. I don't understand why people always hold their breath so much when they look into their heart. Allow that energy to come forth, breathe. Better? And you, dearest, who teach the world, travel the light, are so afraid of our dear sacrament swords of light and energy. You hide behind the table every time they come out. They will not hurt you in this lifetime. You've done that already. You are also bringing in new information, and you know that. Those things that you are tiring of, you know what you speak of, are changing. The whole vibration is changing. In that energy, the focus of the symbols that are coming through in your work are now coming through in the essence of you. You can't do it like you've done it in the past, because that past is no more. Everything is shifting as you are stepping into your world. It is shifting as you are stepping into each of your worlds. We saunter up to you as you think, oh, do I stay, do I sit, do I move around, who don't know. We talk to this person on the phone, we hear them, we think, this is really weird. Ever wanted is here. That vibration and that energy as it is coming in is activating. You're seeing the changes that can happen. You're seeing what you are indeed a part of. And it is powerful because we know that we have to work pretty hard to get through it. If you arrange a whole conference, to arrange for you to bring that other person so they can pay your way to that conference. your mind works like differently than most. That is a part of your best asset. Your joy comes through in the illumination of your heart. That is also a part of your best asset. And when you walked into the room and said, "Here is an angel," everyone thought, "Oh, that's so funny." And yet it is true. You are what we call an earth angel. That is why your energy is so loving, so kind, so clear, and so strong. It is who you are. One day you might even know what that means. But in the meantime, don't even worry about it. Just be you. You who have all the elementals all around them. Can you see? Those of you that see, they're all over here. The centaurs and the pans and everyone is connecting with you. All that old pain, are you ready to let that go? Let me see, shake your head, no, yes, no, yes, breathe. Just allow it to release. Allow that old trauma, whatever it is, to just pour out of your, that your integrity is the key. See beyond the physical. Allow those elementals to communicate through these fingers. And trust that you have that message. It's time for you to get out of your way. So do it. We high five you. We've never high fived anyone before. Yes, you see, that is the key. And as you step aside, you know that as we look eye to eye, you see that love. A light of illumination. Sometimes you've just had to push your way through, haven't you? Sometimes you've had to stand up and say, "I demand something different." And then you've had to sit back and be patient. Change your breath. It's getting easier. Yes, because you see and feel that divine flow. It's just moving around you. You see how that energy comes in. And you just have to pick the next step, pick the next step, pick the next step. And know that you are in integrity. And all the details will take care of themselves. If not this, then something better. Are you ready for the something better? And that is what is happening. So know that in the rearrangement of things, better things are coming. Because you said yes. In that energy. And you who have come to a new space in your world this weekend. It is quite powerful to have the calling of God. It's quite powerful to have God, Source, the Master Yeshua, that you call Jesus, tap you on the heart and say, "Oh, I just want you to do one more thing." You are the new vibration. You are the blend between the old tradition and the truth. and you are activating that truth in your heart, in your hands, in your energy, in your cells, in the very being of your nature. Trust that, dearest. So you see, are we recording now? We are indelling it. Is that the word? Probably not. We are indelling it into your mind. All those old programs. You are the inspiration to heal. You are the inspiration to the youth of this planet. You know how to play. Now give yourself permission to play. You know how to be. Now give yourself permission to be. For that energy is key. For you see, there is no separation between us and them. There is no separation in that energy. For in that focus, in that vibration, in that connection of you and them and us and them and here and over and over and up and down, and you expand the universe of you. You dance with it. Are you ready to dance once again? Yeah. The dancer right next to you, you know? That energy, that vibration of loving to dance. Doesn't matter if your feet ever leave the ground. It's time for your body to just wiggle. Because with that wiggling body, there's life rays that come forth from those energies that create a new vibration. As you say yes to you. And in that energy, you come back and forth to trust them. You think, she's coming to me now, they're coming to me, they're going to talk to me now, they're going to talk to me later, they're going to talk to me now, they're going to talk to you now. Yes, that is you. You say yes to you. You say yes to all of humanity when you say yes to you. You said no before. It's not working so well. Yes, stop. Instead, what is the opposite of resistance? Yes. You know that if you rearrange all those letters, there's got to be a yes there somewhere. In that energy, hold the vibration of that love. You've got a task that you know you're creating. That you know who you are. Be present with that. Embrace it. Love it. Acknowledge it. Here. Here. With the Celtic cross in that center of your energy, you will go there. With a vessel Maryland. In that vibration, know that you are singing as our dear friend Charles does, with new eyes, new vibration. Your animal kingdom is coming to you. Your totem now. Be ready. They have messages for you. Just have a look over all that guilt. You are part of the path now. You are an inspiration, just like others. Feel that energy. I am love, yes, and what else? And what else? And we are one together. Always remember that. And you, dearest, with the courage to be there in the beginning. The courage to stand out there. Just be who you are. Everything has shifted since then, hasn't it? You be, we don't feel quite what you be sometimes. However, the new vibration of you is coming through. You must dance again. You must help others learn that their bodies are a tomb of light. As you know, your body is a tomb of light. Even if it moves very slowly, that vibration is coming through with such illumination that the energy is connecting. It is like you are connecting the dots, possibly for the first time in a few years, because you are the one that is in control. As you stand tall and breathe forth the illuminated wisdom of you. That is your gift. I can't say I don't know any longer. So I believe it's coming to me. And then it does. You see, those that are coming through acknowledge that energy and that divine flow in ways that you did not know were possible. As you shake hands with your future, as you shake hands with your connection, as you shake hands with that vibration of you, we ask you each to open your hearts and listen with your heart, not with your ears. Arisinuk makiati sundaka. Alakuma et nikus maki. Itik nika atuka. Akid nika atuka. Atuatukiatu maki. Asik maki yatita. Asik maki yotuka. 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 Necessary to rekindle it again. You are part of a divine partnership. You are part of a mission that is much bigger than you are even aware of at this moment. Trust and just say yes. You see how quickly things shifted around when you just said yes. Got out of that beautiful head. How do we do this? That is the key, is to get out of that beautiful head and say, how do you do this? And then say, oh, I don't care how, just do it. Step forward. Take a deep breath. Asigno makia chapa. Aligno makatia tu. There are those that are thinking, what in the world is that all about? That is called the language of light. And that speaks to the cells of your field from beyond this dimension. We wish for you to know who you are. You are the open heart. You are the expansion of this planet. You are the radiant one. You are the radiant heart that is connected. You are the hands coming into your world to touch all. You are the ones we have been waiting for. You are the connectors. You are the eyes, the ears. Or maybe we should say, you are the eyes, the ears. The hands. For you see, that is the key. Everything is different. So if you're trying to have it be the same as it was, that is where the resistance comes in. It is not. You are different. So know that when you return to your homes, the energy may push back pretty strong at first. So take a deep breath. Be aware that it is not about you. And make a choice to love and forgive all things. And be grateful for all things. For you are the teacher of gratitude. You know this. You are the teacher of gratitude. Now you know. It is a simple process. It's not your mind getting away. You get to know that's what they are for that too. She is the teacher of compassion. And you both are facilitating love and joy on this planet. We are honored by your service. We are thankful that we brought you here. We are thankful that we brought each of you here. For you are here by divine appointment. We will ask for your help. Bring others to themselves through this little band of humanity here, because all must awaken. Yes?
Yes.
I wish to play a song for you. Just one song to make sure you get it in the cells of your body. I hope it's not too loud.
You are
it's a blessing.
Namaste.